Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 62. And you can find this on the Church Bible on page 1040. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent his messengers ahead of him, who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts his hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the service of the kingdom of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So that's quite difficult. So let's pray. Father God, we pray that you will actually help us to understand what this is all about. Amen. So, have you ever been concentrating or trying to concentrate on something when people around you are messing about or not taking you seriously? My sister and I were in Tesco's. Our mission was to buy meal deals for ourselves and my great nephew. He was intent on playing pirates. We had to decide what we could have, what we should have, what loyalty card we needed, what bank card we needed, and have we got a bag to put it all in? At the same time as being told, "If you tread on the lines, you'll die." You might have been there. We might have felt for a few minutes like tying him to the mast with a gag on. We didn't. We went on and we had a lovely day. Now, obviously you don't want to know about that, but what you do want to know about is what Jesus was up to. This was his mission. His mission wasn't to buy lunch, but to save mankind. It's a pivotal moment. Up to now, it's all been lovely. He's taught, he's healed, he's performed miracles with the people. Now, things are getting serious. Now, he knows he's the sacrifice. And he resolutely sets out for Jerusalem. He's still thoughtful, though, because he must have had quite a crowd with him, because he always had quite a crowd with him. And you know what it's like when a coachload turns up anywhere. So he sent messengers ahead to the Samaritan village to give them notice of the crowd coming along. Now, bit of geography and history. The area of Samaria was between Galilee and Jerusalem. So the route, the direct route to Jerusalem was through Samaria. But the Jews and the Samaritans really didn't like each other. They really didn't get on. So that many Jews would take a longer diversion to avoid Samaria altogether. And it was all historical. The Samaritans didn't accept Jerusalem as the main focus of temple worship. They argued that, according to Moses, worship should be at Mount Gerizim. So, because Jesus was heading towards Jerusalem, they wouldn't welcome him. They had the man who was to be the saviour of mankind with them, and they rejected him because he didn't do what they thought he should. He was going to Jerusalem, not Mount Gerizim. Now, James and John were furious. Remember, back in Mark, Jesus had called them the sons of thunder because of their thunderous personalities. Well, they were furious. And they'd been up the mountain. Remember, we did the Transfiguration the other week. They'd been up the mountain. So they thought they knew who he was. Shall we call fire down from heaven to destroy them? And there's a story about that happening in ancient times at the beginning of the book 2 Kings. They'd got it out of the Bible, but they still hadn't quite got it. They had their own thoughts about who Jesus was. They were thinking he was a mighty warrior, a mighty leader. And Jesus, well, he must have thought, no. We don't actually know what he said, but he must have been thinking, this is just so opposite to what I am about, to love one another and save people. No, we don't want fire to kill them. So they left that unwelcoming Samaritan place and they went to another village. And as they went, a man said he'd follow Jesus wherever he went. But Jesus knew he wasn't ready. He didn't understand what he was offering. Everyone, even the animals, have somewhere to stay, somewhere to rest. But Jesus had nowhere, no comforts, no home. Was this man really willing to give up all his home comforts for a life with Jesus? Then Jesus asked another man to follow him. But the man said he wanted to go and bury his father. Well, if you were in the middle of a funeral, then maybe that was, reasonable. But it's actually a saying, apparently, a turn of phrase that people say when they mean, I need to look after my father in his old age, sort him out. And then, eventually, when he does die, and I get my inheritance, then I'll follow you. He wanted to look after the other things that right now were more important to him than Jesus. And Jesus says, let the spiritually dead look after each other. If you want to do God's work, do it now. Then another man says he'll follow him. He even calls him Lord. But he wants to go back and see his family. Maybe it was the but first that gave the game away. The Ten Commandments, they tell us to look after and to honour our father and mother. But for this man, his thoughts were for his family before God. And it doesn't work like that. Jesus says that the focus is to service in the kingdom of God. Anyone that starts and then gets distracted by the things around isn't fit for that service. And we all know it's like that. If you start doing something and then you get distracted, well, you might not ever start the thing that you started in the first place. It all gets very confusing. Which sort of takes us back to our first thought. How to focus on something when everyone around us has different ideas? How to focus on Jesus when the world around us has different priorities with a lot of clamoring noise? And to me, this all sounds quite hard. Like the only way you could manage it would be to become a nun or a monk in a monastery and not see anybody else. But all these people had their own ideas which didn't tally with Jesus. The Samaritans, they had their own ideas about where worship should be. James and John had their own ideas about who Jesus was and what he was about. The first man had no idea what was involved. The second wanted to put Jesus second, and the third wanted to be involved with the world. And to me, reading this, it seems that the essential ingredient was understanding. Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He knew what was about to happen. But at this point, no one else did. And for us, I often feel that we come into our story with Jesus halfway through. And especially for those of us that had school assemblies, you know, in the 60s and the 70s, it was part of society that church was good. The sky is blue, grass is green, and Jesus is good. And if you're good, you go to church. But really, you have to start at the beginning. Why is Jesus good? What is Jesus about? Not the church, but Jesus. What difference does he make? Why should we follow him? If you haven't got a firm footing on who he is and why we should follow, then you probably won't follow for very long. Something else will turn up. Interestingly, and thankfully, Jesus doesn't take our first answer. He's happy to give us time, which is just as well. You know, famously, there was Peter. Peter, who promised to follow him and then denied ever knowing him. And then, when Jesus appeared after his death, he put Peter as leader of the new group of Christians. The Samaritans didn't want to know Jesus, but later in the book of Acts, it tells us that Philip went to Samaria, proclaimed the Messiah, they paid close attention to what he said, and later the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God. And if that doesn't make sense, if you look at Wikipedia, that's another well-known resource, it says, by the end of the second century, the original Samaritan Christian community had disbanded and was lost to history. So there was a Christian group there. And I think it says that there are a few now, but that area is complete hot pot. So it all depends on our focus. Can we learn about Jesus amongst the hubbub of today's society? Can we have our own firm foundation of understanding to keep us following him? Because once we understand the enormity of what Jesus did, the very idea of not following him, of being without him, are just too awful to contemplate, just unthinkable. And the way that we follow will be different for all of us. Some are called to mission work abroad. Some are called to mission work in their block of flats. Some to simply be with people. Some to do the admin work that makes church happen. Some to run up and down here. Run up and down the red carpet with the Hoover. Especially, and she's still not here yet, but especially after the preacher has people eating crisps. The list goes on as to what we do. Why do we want to follow Jesus? What has he done for us? Well, we say the Apostles' Creed together. That's got some clues in it. There are more clues in the words as we celebrate communion together. There are clues in the words of the hymns we sing. And when we've completely messed up, there's the words in the confession that we said sort of at the very beginning. And there's the 3-2-1 course starting this week. That gives you a chance to ask questions. So the thing is, if we choose to follow Jesus, then it should be straight away. Not when we think it might be easier, when we've retired or when the kids have gone to school or whatever. And not half-heartedly, but actually learning what he actually says, rather than what we think he should say or do. So, there we have it. The way to follow Jesus, that's what this is all about. Basically, it's know why you want to do it, then do it and stay focused. That's it. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you that we can learn about you in so many ways. Help us to see how you want us to follow you. Amen.